Our next guest keeps close tabs on the world of technology. She's an economist, author, and futurist, and the founder and co-owner of Next Generation Consulting. She joins us now to talk about emerging trends in wearable technology and where the industry is headed next. Rebecca, welcome to Central Time.
It is so great to be here. Happy, happy hour.
That's right. Getting to be that time. Well, there's so much cool stuff to talk about in the world of wearable technology. But let's get our terminology straight. What are we talking about when we talk about wearable technology?
Okay, so it's technology you can wear.
What?
Yeah, I know. Crazy. So the most pedestrian example of this is like a standard watch, right? I mean, we don't wear Stonehenge on our wrists. We don't wear Big Ben or a giant replica. We wear a tiny little device, probably powered by a battery, that's a little more convenient. It's a very pedestrian example of wearable tech.
But it goes way off from there. Ooh. I mean, that's sort of, you know, the beginning grounds of it. But something that people are sort of familiar with already in terms of wearable technology is something like Nike's Fuel Band. And this is giving athletes information, syncing with their bodies, things like that. But tell us about that and then sort of the new iteration, something called Jaybird Rain.
Yeah, absolutely. So I was not a Fuel Band person or a Fitbit person, although I know a lot of my girlfriends like to tuck that little guy in their bra. I was a Jawband Up person. And I love this thing, right? So you plug it into your phone, it measures your sleep, it tells you how good your sleep was, if you didn't already know by how tired you were. It measured all your steps, you could tell it when you were playing tennis and whatnot. Well, the Rain picks up where all those devices left off. For one thing, it has the most gorgeous app on your smartphone. It attaches wirelessly, you never have to plug anything in, and you don't have to tell it when you're exercising. Like, it knows the difference between if you're in the pool swimming versus when you're running. You don't even have to tell, say, I was swimming or I was biking. It knows.
Based on your body motion somehow.
I know. So all of these gyroscopes that are in these wearables are mind-blowing.
Wow, that's really cool. And it tells you that one, I think, when you need a nap.
I know. So imagine you wake up and you already know you had a bad night of sleep, right? So at maybe 1:30 in the afternoon, it'll be like, psst, Veronica, maybe now's the time, right, to lay down for 30 minutes. So it's fab.
I wonder if that would work at work. I could go to my boss and say, look, my Rain says here I need a nap. Is it disputable?
Worth a try.
It's worth a try. Well, one area that smart tech, wearable tech is marketed to is the prosumer. This is professional consumers. What kinds of gadgets are we seeing there for that group?
Yeah, so these sort of hypro-glow consumers. So the two examples I like are from athletics, right? So I don't know if you're a runner. I used to be. I don't like it so much anymore. Hard on the joints.
I'm runner in quotes and italics.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
I'm working on it.
Okay. A runner wannabe.
Right.
So you could buy these socks, right, that will tell you, will measure your foot strike and whether like you pronate and what you could do to like improve your running dynamics. That's amazing. But my favorite one in the prosumer category is the D-shirt. Clever, right? Rhymes with T-shirt.
Oh, D-shirt.
D-shirt stands for digital shirt. And it's embedded with all this technology. They're being used by athletes and coaches because when an athlete is like maxing their O2 level or their respiration's really high, coaches could know, I need to sub Veronica now. She's like at her max.
Oh, it sounds healthy for athletes. They might not want to be pulled out at that crucial stage in the game, but probably good to know health-wise.
Yeah, health-wise and from the team performance perspective, right? So you want to have fresh players in who maybe aren't maxed.
Now, another area, so that's sort of the sports arena, and, you know, parents. Parents are always a hot market. What do we have going for parents in wearable tech?
Well, in January, there's this big geek convention that happens in Las Vegas called CES, the Consumer Electronics Show, and Intel's booth this year was swarmed by people who were looking at this smart onesie.
I'm sorry, that the term smart onesie.
I know.
Anything with onesie, really. But anyway, tell me about the smart onesie.
Exactly. So it will not, it has no relationship to any diapering. I just want to point that out immediately.
Okay.
What it is really a baby monitor on steroids. So it can tell your baby's temperature. It can tell your baby's respiration. So parents who are, especially first-time parents who get twitchy maybe about sudden infant death syndrome, right? Right on your smartphone, you will be able to read your baby's, deets. So
Wow. That's
pretty intense.
How much does a smart onesie cost?
I think they're going for $29.99, but I may be wrong. Okay, listeners, she just gave me like the hairy eyeball, like that cannot be right. So it might not be right, but check it. Just Google smart onesie by Intel, you'll find it.
That's really interesting. Okay, and there was an item that you mentioned earlier that has got a ton of buzz. It is called the ring.
The ring.
What is the ring?
So as you might imagine, it's a ring. And again, this ring is jammed with so much gyroscope technology. You wear it on your index finger. And out of the box, it knows some gestures. So for example, if I would put that ring on my index finger and draw in the air the icon of a light bulb, that would know, oh my goodness, Rebecca wants to do something with her lights. So then I could dial it counterclockwise or clockwise to dial my lights down or up if they were on a dimmer. So super cool.
Okay, that's sort of cool, but isn't that sort of like a glorified clapper? What else does it do?
Oh, Veronica, a glorified clapper.
Well,
here are some other things it does.
Lights,
here are some other things it does. You can program it to coordinate with your bank and your wallet. So when you go to Gray's this afternoon or to the restaurant of your choice, you can take that bill. You can do a couple taps on your ring to indicate now you're in the financial space. You can add the tip by drawing the dollar amount and the tip amount. And then you swipe to the left to say, it is now complete.
In the air.
In
you're
the air.
You're swiping in the air with your finger.
Yeah. Yes, you are like drawing stuff in the air with your finger.
So are people going to think this is sort of like the Google Glass thing, right? Where people call them, never mind, I can't say that on the air, where people call them bad names because they look like they're not quite interacting with society. They're in their own little world. And if you've got all these people swooping around with their fingers in the air,
yeah.
What do you think about that?
Oh, I personally, I really like it because I think it's a safety feature. So like one of the things that too many people do is text while driving. And if you don't have to look down at your phone and interact with a keyboard and you can just text something in the air while you're driving, that seems a little bit safer to me. So yeah, you might look like a giant geek, but if you're geeky enough, you're going to love the ring.
All right. What is it, pretty?
It's not bad. It's like, it's the one, the demo I saw was like a big gold chunky ring. It's a little blingy, actually.
Nice. Yeah. Okay. Well, this could be something people are interested in. We're going to move to the fashion realm next. You know, fashion has to be part of this. What do we know about what's changing with wearable tech there?
Well, let me ask you, when you were young, did your mother ever say, Veronica, stop staring?
I guess so. I think probably I got mad when
so
people stared.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, staring seems rude, right? But there is a designer who has Ying Gao, and she's designed a dress that when you stare at the dress long enough, the fibers on the dress move. So this is all based on retina technology, which it is super cool.
So the fibers on the dress move. Do they change color or is it just like the dress is sort of undulating?
I haven't seen them change color, but they do move. So it's like the fabric has a little motion to it. These wisps of fabric are very lightweight, but it's a piece of art.
Wow. Would you wear that?
I'm not a dress wearer so much, but if it came in a smart slack, I might be right up in there.
Smart slack. You have to work on your name first.
Okay.
All right. Well, what about something like a T-shirt? I've heard that there are really cool things happening with T-shirts and musical instruments.
Yeah. So I almost ordered one of these for us, but I wasn't sure if we would be coordinated to do enough to do the demo. But basically, it's a T-shirt by Think Geek, and it comes in two versions. One is a guitar. So the guitar is printed on the shirt, and you can actually strum the strings and play the frets. The other one is a drum kit. So this is for your inner music geek. This is the shirt for you.
Now that is cool. Yeah, so you can play your T-shirt.
I'll bring you one the next time.
Wow. Can you play, actual tunes or is it just a random?
No, you can play. So the video that you can see, if you go to the Think Geek website, they've done a little YouTube video and it actually shows the drum kit and the guitarist playing with a real guitarist.
Wow, that is amazing. So Rebecca, you've told us about this new crop, in our next 30 seconds or so. What is coming up? What is the next mind-bendy stuff we should be looking forward to?
Yeah, so, these sensors are getting smaller and smaller and smaller, and the big word for that is nanotech. And one of the things I'm really excited about is Google has invented a contact lens that measures blood glucose levels. So for diabetics, that's going to be a game changer.
Oh, right. So instead of having to draw blood right on your eye, that you're right. That's a game changer right there. Well, so lots of exciting things to look forward to. Rebecca, thank you so much for coming by and filling us in on what's happening.
My pleasure. I'm bringing you a T-shirt next time. Look out.
All right. That sounds pretty cool for people to look at. Rebecca Ryan, an economist, author, and futurist. She's the founder and co-owner of Next Generation Consulting.